Good evening. For this Vespers service, we are using the handout, the booklet, a New Zealand prayer book, the night prayer. And I also have a copy if you want to look at it. This is the whole New Zealand book of prayer if you want to look at it after the service. So we will start in the booklet on the first page with the approach. And as the officiant, I'll read what's not in bold, and the people read what's in bold. The angels of God guard us through the night.
And quiet them in the houses of darkness.
The Spirit of God be our guide.
To lead us to peace and to glory.
It is but lost labor that we haste to rise up early, and so late take rest, and eat the bread of anxiety. For those beloved of God are given gifts even while they sleep. Dear God, thank you for all that is good, for our creation and for our humanity, for the stewardship you have given us on this planet Earth, for the gifts of life and of one another, for your love which is unbounded and eternal. O thou most holy and beloved, my companion, my guide upon the way, my bright evening star, we repent wrongs we have done. We have wounded your love.
O God, heal us.
We have stumbled in the darkness.
Light of the world, transfigure us.
We forget that we are your home.
Spirit of God, dwell in us.
Eternal Spirit, living God, to whom we live and move and have our being, all that we are, have been, and shall be is known to you, to the very secret of our hearts, and all that rises to trouble us. Living flame, burn into us. Cleansing wind, blow through us. Fountain of water, well up within us, that we may love and praise in deed and in truth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips.
That our mouths may proclaim your praise.
Let us worship the God of love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The psalm tonight is Psalm 27. We'll read it together. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the evildoers assail me,
to eat up my flesh, it was they, my foes and my adversaries, who stumbled and fell. Though an army shall encamp against me, yet my heart shall not be afraid. And though war should rise up against me, yet will I put my trust in him. One thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he shall keep me safe in his shelter. He shall hide me in the secrecy of his dwelling, and set me high upon a rock. Even now he lifts up my head above my enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his dwelling an oblation with sounds of great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hearken to my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me. You speak in my heart and say, seek my face. Your face, Lord,
A reading from Luke. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killing the prophets and stoning those who are sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of sound mind. My Daughters of the King group at my church was asked to do a series on doorways to prayer, where each of us came forward during the service and talked about our prayer practices. There are only three of us in the group, and we each spoke the three Sundays before Lent. One of us discussed doing Lectio Divina, and another discussed how prayer was a part of her day from when she woke up and throughout the day. She said that she would want to pray with whoever is there, and that on Fridays she sends texts to friends and families to say that she is thinking about them, checking on them, and sending them her prayers. I talked about my prayer practices that helped me to get centered and to enter into the spirit of prayer. I have one of these minds that jumps around. My mind jumps from thing to thing to thing. Some could say I have an anxious, restless, or whimsical mind. And sometimes when I begin to pray, my mind not only wanders, it jumps and leaps. Throughout my life, I've engaged in prayer. My mother and my Sunday school teachers were the ones to introduce me to how to pray. And my wandering, jumping, and leaping mind has always been a concern for me. I have a colleague who quotes the verse on praying without ceasing, but I have trouble doing more than one thing at a time. I haven't figured out how to do what I'm doing and pray without ceasing. Several years ago, I read this short story in an Al-Anon daily reading book, Courage to Change. I was walking in the woods one day. I was surprised to hear a child's voice. I followed the sound, trying in vain to understand the child's words. When I spotted a boy perched on a rock, I realized why his words made no sense. He was repeating the alphabet. "Why are you saying your ABCs so many times?" I asked the child. The child replied, "I am saying my prayers." I couldn't help but laugh. "Prayers? All I hear is the alphabet." Patiently, the child explained, "Well, I don't know all of the words, so I give God the letters. God knows what I'm trying to say." This reading changed how I see prayer. Yes, there are days when I just can't get settled, but God knows what's in my heart, my body, my mind, my soul. As God transforms so many things in the world, God can transform my random thoughts and feelings into prayers. With this comfort and grace, I accepted my prayer practices and thought about how I prayed throughout my life. When I look back at my diaries from my preteen years, and I had one of those diaries that wasn't a real lock, but it had like a thing like a lock around it, and I thought it was like really secure, and it had a little key with it, but I don't know if they do that anymore, but I still have some of those. I saw some of my entries that I would begin, "Dear God," and then there were ones that I began, "Dear Diary," that became prayers. And I think I was inspired by Judy Blume's Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, which is coming soon as a movie. Today, I write to organize my thoughts and prayers as I do my writing practice. Writing helps me organize my thoughts, my prayers, my feelings. It helps. As a child, and then in more recent years, I memorized prayers. The Lord's Prayer, the St. Francis Prayer, the Serenity Prayer, and all sorts of blessings. Because I memorized these prayers, they are always with me. The prayers that I have memorized are with me as I'm going to sleep, driving in storms, being called to the department head's office, and in MRI machines. When I came to the Episcopal Church, I found the beautiful prayers from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer and the New Zealand Prayer Book. These prayers are exquisite to me. And often when I pray, I start with three deep breaths to center myself. Prayer can be a centering word or phrase. Your will be done is the one I utilize the most. I bring my friend to you. Your will be done. Today I pray for my friend. Your will be done. Today I'm grateful for the gifts of the natural world. Your will be done. Or, I've really messed up today, or I ignored this person who needed help. I am sorry. Your will be done. One of the early meanings of Lent is spring, and Lent is a time to pray, to repent, and to reflect. I bet each of us has different prayer practices, and our prayer practice may be as unique as we are. And since we're talking about prayer, or since I'm talking about prayer, I want to end with a poem about prayer from Mary Oliver. I Happen to Be Standing by Mary Oliver. I don't know where prayers go or what they do. Do cats pray while they sleep half asleep in the sun? Does the possum pray as the possum crosses the street? The sunflowers, the old black oak growing older every year. I know I can walk through the world along the shore or under the trees with my mind filled with things of very little importance in full self-attendance, a condition I can't really call being alive. Is prayer a gift, a petition, or does it matter? The sunflowers blaze. Maybe that's their way. Maybe the cats are sound asleep. Maybe not. While I was thinking this, I happened to be standing just outside my door with my notebook open, which is the way I like to begin each morning. Then a wren in the privet began to sing. He was positively drenched in enthusiasm. I don't know why. And yet, why not? I wouldn't persuade you from whatever you believe or whatever you don't believe. That is your business. But I thought of a wren singing. What could this be if it isn't prayer? So I just listened, my pen in the air. Into your hands, O God, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O God, truth and love.
Keep me, O God, as the apple of an eye.
Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
Preserve us, O God, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in your peace. Praise be to God, I have lived to see this day. God's promise is fulfilled, and my duty is done. At least you have given me peace, for I have seen with my own eyes the salvation you have prepared for all nations, a light to the world in the darkness, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to God, sustaining, redeeming, sanctifying, as in the beginning, as so now, and forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. And we can read the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. I will lie down in peace and take my rest.
For it is in God alone that I dwell and I pray.
Let us bless the earth maker, the pain bearer, the life giver.
Let us praise and exalt God above all forever.
May God's name be praised beyond the furthest star.
Glorified and exalted above all forever.
Now is a time for our prayers for others, prayers for thanksgivings, other petitions.
For Elizabeth, for Delaware.
Facing up struggles. Eternal God, compassionate and merciful, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all people. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your boundless love and the redemption of the world by our Savior Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us that due sense of all your mercies, that our hearts may be thankful, truly thankful, and that we praise you not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, to whom with you in the Holy Spirit, by all honor and glory now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, it is night. The night is for stillness. Let us be still in the presence of God. It is night after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. The night is dark. Let our fears of the darkness of the world and of our own lives rest in you. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, new possibilities. In your name we pray.
Amen.
O God of love and mercy, grant us with all your people rest and peace. The divine spirit dwells in us.
Thanks be to God.